Charlotte right now. Perhaps you could tell me about, you were talking about the difference between a gopher, I guess, or a squirrels. Yeah. Is something smaller than a squirrel? Do you have chipmunks?
Yes, there's little chipmunks. Very seldom that I ever see them, though. Of course, we have rabbits, you know, cottontails. And
you were saying a gopher is pretty much like a ground squirrel?
Well, I think they probably are. They may be the same thing for all I know. I just think they probably are.
Okay, are there different type of checks that grow up out there in the mountain? Have you ever heard of those? Okay.
Oh, let's see, what are they, Chuck? Oh, birds?
Or no, bigger than a squirrel, I guess, like a
rock chucks, yes. Yes, they're larger. They're quite a good size animal, and they have a bushy tail, and they're kind of a reddish fur.
Uh-huh.
Right there's a carved one that I bought in Europe. They call them, what did they call them there? But I'm sure they're the same thing.
Is that a woodchuck?
Woodchucks and rock chucks, here they call them. What did they call these little things? See how they set up? They look more like a little prairie dog, set up. But I forgot what they call them. But yes, you see them sometimes,
uh-huh.
You know, maybe along out in the rocks. We used to up here in the basin, the rock, where there's rock. I haven't seen any for so long, I hadn't even thought of them.
What about, have you ever heard the term pop gut or pot gut? You ever heard of that?
What?
A pot gut or a pop gut? You ever heard of that? Is it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be. I never heard of them.
Okay, what about game animals? You mentioned some.
Well, yes. They're more in the mountains. Of course, the deer. If you drive up the river, any of these ranches, you're allowed to see any number of deer. And 2 years ago, year ago last winter, there was a little fawn, that's female deer, lived in my backyard. There was a lot of snow that winter, and the food was scarce. It would come in there, and it just lived in my backyard, and there's different ones fed it. I never had anything to feed it. Neighbors next door here put out carrots and apples, and someone over here had a bale of hay. But I don't know if you want to hear this, to take your time, but anyway, it lived there. I think it felt safe back there out of sight.
Well,
there's deer and antelope and elk, the main things that they hunt, and then mountain sheep. They have those are the big rams with the great big horns, you see. Well, they are over above Codine on the North Fork, and maybe they're up in these mountains here. But here this spring, people was driving up the highway there toward the park because they was right along the highway to see them. I didn't see them. I have seen them. But
okay. Let me ask you quickly.
And they have seasons on them, you know.
A few type of insects.
Oh. Land, I wouldn't know what kind of insect.
What are those kinds that fly up in the lights when it's dark?
Lightning bugs.
Yeah.
I don't think we have them. They have them back in Illinois, Chicago. That's the one time I've seen them. But I've never seen them here. I don't know if they have them or not.
What about those bugs or insects that...
There's mosquitoes.
Kind of like a butterfly, but they're out at night. And they fly around in the light.
You mean Miller?
Yeah.
A Miller, a moth or a Miller.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that the same
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, they'll attract the lights, attract them.
So we Millers are the same?
We call them Millers here. They're a moth of some kind. Okay. That's all I know. They're kind of a dull, grayish looking, not pretty like a butterfly.
Okay, and stinging insects, what
well,
variety?
Well, there's mosquitoes and bees and what all do we have?
Hornets?
Flies, hornets, oh yes, a different type.